a radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant at the G, Yo, and George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Carbot Brewing Company. Here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
I had another burp in me, but I took a knee. I didn't want to share it with the class.
You swallowed it?
I swallowed that burp.
Woo! Feeling okay?
I'm feeling good.
Okay.
In fact, I'm feeling great.
Me too. It's Friday.
It's Friday. Got to get down on Friday. I'm about to go to Colorado and Boston for a week. So it's going to be Joe and Sean with you next week.
Can confirm.
I won't have been fired.
You're going to some whitewater rafting?
So I'm going to Estes Park, which I guess is the town where The Shining took place.
Okay.
And then I'm going to Boston. For those who don't know, my family lives in different parts of the country, but I guess I'm staying at a timeshare in Estes Park with my mom and her really close friends that were our neighbors when we were growing up in Massachusetts. And then I'm going to see my dad and my sister who live up in Boston now.
Okay.
So it'll be nice. I don't get to see my family that often, so I'm excited to see that. I do love it in Houston. The one thing that sucks is that I'm far away from family outside of like my aunt and uncle and my cousin, two cousins who live here.
And I do give you credit. I think this is like strategically, it's one of the best times to go on vacation.
Yes, because it's the next week.
I took off during the All-Star break, and then you're taking off in the week between the preseason and the regular season.
I got to be honest, though, with the Astros schedule being what it is this next week.
You got some regrets?
I feel a little guilty about it.
Oh,
I feel a little guilty about it. I mean, so they wrap up the four-game series with the Orioles on Sunday. They play the Philadelphia Phillies the next three games. And then they play the Kansas City Royals. And I'm not going to lie, I feel a little bit guilty that I'm not going to be here for the most important stretch of the season.
I mean, just remember, you have a cell phone, Paul. You can always call us.
That's true.
You don't have to.
Do you want? That sounds like you can call us, but you don't have to.
Mainly because I don't want you to ruin your vacation.
I wouldn't ruin it.
If you feel the need, you're more than welcome to
call. Or just impromptu call in.
Yes.
Okay.
100%. Just sing to us.
Whatever day I'm just absolutely tanked.
Yes.
By
I'll make
PM.
Sure that we have Austin or whoever's producing for us near the dump button just in case.
We have a couple of comments on our Twitch. Someone's asking me if I'm bringing the person I've been seeing of late over. No, she's not coming. We're not exclusive, by the way, but nope, not going with. And another person is asking, Paul, are you chasing that beer with a coffee? Yes. Sorry, I'm a champion. I want all sorts of crazy chemical reactions to be going on down here in my tum-tum.
I'm always a coffee and beer guy, too. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you need
it. I drink coffee way too much.
No, you don't. That's not a thing. Unless you have like high blood pressure or something like that.
What's the latest you can drink a coffee without it totally screwing you up? Like, can you have coffee at night?
Oh yeah, I had a nice coffee last night.
Yeah, because I started drinking like Turkish coffee with my wife's family, and they drink it like 9:15, 9:30 at night, and it is strong. Like it's almost like an espresso shot. You put in like these like little teacup.
Oh, yeah.
It's so strong.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
It's so good. They don't make it like the cool way to make it, though, they've never done. Where actually, like, the actual way they make Turkish coffee is in hot sand. Where, like, it's like overseas. Like, they'll put, like, just the water and they'll dump the coffee in. And then the sand is just so hot, it, like, boils the coffee. Never done it that way, though.
It sounds good.
It would be good.
Sounds good. So the Astros continue to do things that we're having a difficult time explaining. We did talk about that in the last segment. You know, I feel like it is time for us as a city to give credit where credit is due, not just to our beloved Houston Astros. I think it's time for some of you people who don't like the greatest baseball scribe in the United States of America to bend the knee. Because if you didn't see Chandler Rome's piece about the Houston Astros in The Athletic today, I mean, are you even a Houston Astros fan?
I thought it was excellent. I think Chandler's writing is very good. I know people don't like him. because of the princess tweet or whatever it was that, like, really triggered people
so much. He's had a couple of shots at the Houston Texans as well in some of his tweets, too, which I would imagine our Twitchers would love because they, for whatever reason, hate the Texans despite all the hype going into the year. But to bring it back to the Astros, I like Chandler a lot. I feel like he's done a really good job covering the team. And in this article in The Athletic, he highlights all of the things that the Astros are doing that defy logic. Ben Gamel, he hadn't taken a professional at-bat since August 14th, and he has two runs batted in last night on two hits. Shea Whitcomb, 29 teams passed on him in the Rule 5 draft last year. Spencer Arrigetti's ERA was above 5, and through six innings he held the Baltimore Orioles scoreless, helping the Astros get a 6-0 win. We're at a point right now where when Joe Espada is getting asked questions about how the hell they keep doing this, Espada is saying, quote, "That's a good question," shaking his head with a sly smile. "It's all hands on deck. We're all on the same page. We have developed some really good major league players. Our scouts do a really good job recognizing talent and claiming guys off waivers. We all communicate well, and once they get here, we're trying to put them in a good spot to succeed. This team finds a way to just stay in the fight. It's something that has been here since I first got here. For us to maintain that, there's a lot of people involved that get to put their seat in there and help us sustain that winning culture. My job is to try to keep everyone healthy, motivate the boys to play, and they're doing a really good job." Joe Espada, Manager of the Year? That might be a daily segment. Is Joe Espada Manager of the Year, or should he be fired? Today, Manager of the Year.
Today, yes, for sure. Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
I thought the part also just where he talked about just like the idea that Joe Espada is writing two different lineups.
Yes.
Every single day.
For Alex Bregman, because he doesn't know if Alex Bregman's going to be able to play in the field or not based off of the elbow gremlins.
Yeah, so like these gremlins, and maybe it's at first base. And it is more important for him if he can play first base this year because, you know, you need – they don't want Yordan Alvarez out there in left field at Camden Yards. They don't. You know, Chandler put it well. Like, this is the lineup that Joe Espada most feared, is putting Yordan in left in a ballpark like that.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
So, no.
Like they have to look at alternative options, and I think you still have to wonder, like, can Kyle Tucker play right field this season? Like, you got to get Alex at first base.
It's a good point. Just, like, I didn't even think about that until just now. I mean, we don't know if he can run.
Yes. Like, he might be able to run the bases, but can he play the outfield? Those are going to be two different things.
And yet I have blind faith that they'll figure it out.
Yes. If Alex can play first base, I am more confident in that than most things. The way he plays third base, he can figure out first base. Mm-hmm. He is a superior scooper of the baseball.
A scooper of the baseball.
So, like, I think Alex Bregman can play first. Like, he's got to be out there consistently if you want Yordan to be the DH, so that way you can put someone else in left. Now, the best lineup, of course, will be if Bregman's your DH, will be with Yordan in left and then Diaz and Caratini both in the lineup at the same time. But, like, this is why Joe Espada does deserve a lot of credit for this year. Is he hasn't been afraid to change the lineup when things have struggled early on. He's worked in the new guys well. He hasn't been afraid to bench guys like Chaz McCormick and really limit their playing time when they've struggled. I think Joe Espada has done a really good job this year. And I think he was fourth or fifth when I saw yesterday. I can pull it up again in American League betting odds for Manager of the Year. But I do think he deserves a lot of credit for just what this team has gone through and how he's handled it, for sure.
100%. And I think Chandler Rome deserves credit. All you who hate on our fearless baseball scribe for The Athletic, formerly of the Houston Chronicle, I'm just going to read some quotes. I'm going to do it dramatically so that you could really just get that gusto, because a lot of you people think that Chandler hates on this team. No, Chandler's just a man doing his job, covering the hometown nine on a daily basis. "What the Astros are doing defies any logic. Their best hitter might have suffered one of the worst shin contusions in recorded memory. Five of their starting pitchers suffered season-ending injuries. Their cornerstone third baseman can't throw and might soon become a first baseman as a result. Filling the void a $58.5 million mistake created. It leaves all four corners of the diamond unsettled, ushering in the closest thing to open tryouts a contending major league team can have." Damn, my voice is good, number one. Number two, I mean, Chandler's giving them credit right there. Chandler is giving them flowers, and you people don't appreciate his work.
Yeah.
How dare you?
They don't. You just, the social media mob does not appreciate the Chandler Rome. But this was a good article because it just showed the truth, like the truth of what the Astros have gone through. And I think when you look at this team, you know, it almost makes me wonder how much more they can withstand. You know, hopefully Ryan Pressly's back in a couple days when his injured list stint is up. Like, how long can you really withstand Kyle Tucker being in the lineup? Well, originally I would have said like 2 weeks. It's been 3 months.
It's been a while.
Like, it's been 3 months.
Since
like,
I could see Kyle Tucker in the outfield. It's been a while since I could call you every outfielder I don't know the name of. I have to write it on my hand.
Yeah?
You know what? I'm glad you appreciated that. We're riffing. We're doing a little Stained.
I like when you just go.
Was it Stained? Okay, it was Stained. Yeah, Stained did a lot of Debbie Downer songs. It's like, oh my God, Stained. Get yourself some me in your life, okay? Someone who's just going to sing into your ear and make you happy again. Do you want to hear more Chandler propaganda?
Will you sing it to me?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people who don't like it when I do that, and I feel a little self-conscious about singing the entire segment.
I mean, it's
a little of the segment, I can do it.
It is a lengthy article, so I understand.
The whole thing feels preposterous, perhaps because of how effortless Houston's made this sport look in the past. Boom! Astros, bang!
Oh, I forgot about that.
Plights like this haven't hit any Astros team of this golden era. Living like the rest of the league is a far greater challenge, one this club is crushing. Its patchwork roster of rookies, waiver claims, and shrewd, shout out Dana Brown, minor league signings is starring in the absence of superstars. I mean, you guys think Chandler Rome's a hater? No, Chandler Rome knows ball.
Oh, I think I disagree with that, though. I think 2020 is up there with just being just as hard. You lost Jordan Alvarez. You lost Justin Verlander. Like, Luis Garcia had to skip AAA and maybe AA even. Like Christian Javier came out of nowhere really that year. 2020 was wild. Like, that's why I give the Astros credit then and now to overcome. I guess maybe that's why we made our biggest mistake this season, is that even though, you know, the pandemic year was weird because they had the extra expanded playoffs, they made the playoffs with a ton of major injuries.
Yeah,
like maybe we should have seen this coming. And then they were one game away from going to from the World Series. Maybe we should have seen this coming.
We lost the faith.
We buried them.
We did.
But they were like the Undertaker. And
we did.
Raised their hand from the dirt.
You know what?
And they're back.
I blame my lack of faith on the Catholic Church. I blame it on them, okay? If I were still a devout Catholic, I might have had the blind faith in the Houston Astros.
Like, I do feel like as a devout Tom Bradyan, that you would have, you know, stuck with the Houston Astros.
That's a great point.
Like, at least for me, like,
it's a great point.
I'm just used to getting beat down my whole life.
No, I mean, sports. This is the reason why it was so easy for me to jump on the bandwagon is because I had the greatest fix of all time as a sports fan. Like,
yes.
As a Patriots fan, like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm never going to like sports in the same way I did growing up again. I'm just not. You know, like, all you guys who want to have that success, there's a certain point where you just are angry when they lose and you're like, yep, when they win. That's where I got to. This is the closest thing I can get to still feeling something when a team wins. It's not good to win all the time, he said the cake eater.
Oh,
said
it's
the
great man to with win
his,
all the time.
Said the man with his first world problem. One last line from Chandler. No team in the sport has a better record since April 27th, a day the Astros awoke 12 games under 500. They're 62-39 since, 42-24 since Kyle Tucker bruised his shin bone June 3rd. 38-21 across Justin Verlander's 59-game absence. All you haters, Chandler Rome will give you the facts.
And the good facts.
Mm-hmm.
He tells all of it. Oh, I think I'm starting to convince myself that they're going to hit the 93 wins this year.
Dude, they're going to do it.
I need it. My wallet needs it.
You got to have faith, faith, faith. Why?
I just never know what to expect. Like, your music taste is so all over the place.
It is funny how much I know.
I just don't really know, like, what you're going to sing.
I just dropped,
like,
George Michael on
you. Like, I don't know what you're just going to just randomly drop in. It's always a nice little surprise.
I'm just glad you went with the George Michael version and not the Limp Bizkit version.
There's a Limp Bizkit version?
Yeah.
What?
Sean, when we get back from break, please. I will find it.
I'm kind of excited to hear this. So the Limp Bizkit version of George Michael's Gotta Have Faith. There's actually football this weekend as well. Do we want to pick these games? Are we degens? Real football. We're hanging out at Carbach. We're going to be here until 7 o'clock. Come out, hang out, rock the mic, 5 to 7. Killer Bees up next. It's Gallon and George at the Carbach Brewery. I'm getting myself another Love Street. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5.
I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like me, but I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all them games you play, 'cause I play them too.
Now back to the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Carbach Brewing Company, with Paul Gallant and Joe George.
I gotta say, a little disappointed.
Oh, really?
I mean, it gets more Limp Bizkit-y later. Here we go. There you go. There you go.
I was about to say. I was like,
yeah, don't worry. It gets there.
He's trying to impersonate George Michael.
Which wasn't going well.
A little bit too much, yeah.
Shout out to the Family Values Tour 1999.
What a random thing to cover, sir.
It is a very random one. You gotta have faith in the Houston Astros, though, guys.
Gotta have faith.
You gotta have faith. That's what prompted us to play this song. We'll play the Astros Cocaine song at least one more time before we get out of here. Astros baseball. Who says it's only a game? I can't believe it's a real song, but guys, it is, and it is wonderful. And we're feeling good about the Astros after last night's 6-0 win over the Baltimore Orioles. Look, a couple of games before, you're looking at them, you're like, okay, how much more of a lead are they going to be able to build on the Mariners? But the Mariners, they still end up firing Scott Servais because they just keep falling further and further away from that American League West lead. Now, we do have some football this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Come actual football season, when we've got more than 6 games to pick from, we will be doing a segment called The Pick 6, where we pick the 6 best games of the weekend and we pick them against the spread. But we do have 4 games this weekend. And I think we're all jonesing to bet on football again.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, when you bet on the games against teams that are between like a premier program and one AA adjacent school, the problem is the spreads are ridiculous and it makes it a little bit difficult. But we have 4 games this weekend, starting tomorrow at 11 in Ireland, Florida State and Georgia Tech. You going to put some money on this game, Joe? Huh?
This is a good one. I would lean Florida State. They got a lot to prove this year.
You think Florida State's going to beat Georgia Tech?
Yeah, I'll go Florida State.
Florida State's, by the way, Florida State's a 10.5 point favorite.
Yeah, I'll take Florida State minus 10.5.
I should have given the line there.
WWE superstar Sheamus will be in attendance with College Game Day.
Who's that?
He's a big Irish dude. Yes, actually big.
How big?
He's got to be like 6'5".
Whoa, Ireland has a 6'5" guy?
Yeah, so he'll be the game day picker for College Game Day tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'll take Florida State minus 10.5. I like that one.
Okay. Florida State minus 10.5. Yeah, I'm taking Florida State too.
All right.
I mean, this is the team that got left out of the college football playoff. They got to run up the score on somebody.
I don't know who their quarterback is, though, this year. Probably some transfer. Is Georgia Tech still running the triple option?
Bring it back.
Bring it all the way back? More teams?
Yeah, they should.
When I take over my team eventually, when I get NCAA football, I'm going to just run the triple option. I've already decided. Northwestern triple option.
It's hard. Listen, there we go. You say you're going to run it, but are you going to run it well? The other Division I games. New Mexico is a 13.5 point dog to Montana State. I think New Mexico is still one Division I.
Okay.
And they are 2 touchdown dogs to a 1AA team.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna take Montana State.
13.5. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go with it.
Hell yeah! Montana State Grizzlies, baby.
Old friend of Trevor Lawrence, DJ Ugalele.
Yeah?
Is the quarterback for Florida State now. I did not realize that he transferred to Florida State. But I'll, you know, let's just go with Montana State. It's cooler than New Mexico.
Grizzlies.
Never been to neither. Yeah. Grizzlies, better than a Lobo.
A Lobo's a wolf.
That's what New Mexico is.
Yeah.
So I'll take the Grizzly over the wolf.
A pack of wolves.
No. This is a wolf.
A pack of wolves would be, but they're the Lobos. They're not the Lobo.
Yeah, but is it the
It's not Rebecca Logo. That's not their mascot.
You're right, but is it the Montana State?
Rebecca Logo. Lobo is big enough to perhaps give a bear a challenge.
Paul, they're Bobcats.
What?
Montana State?
Well, I thought they were the Grizzlies.
No, they're Bobcats.
Oh, damn.
So I think we have to change our pick now.
My bad. Yeah.
We're going mascots here only. <You're> talking... we're going New Mexico.
I don't know, man. I think you're hating on a cat. I think a Bobcat could give a wolf one-on-one some problems.
I feel like they're kind of small, but.
Yeah, that's because you're a hater. They got big feet.
You're right.
You know what they say about big feet?
Big shoes?
Big paws. You know what they say about big paws?
Big gloves?
I don't know. I don't know what they say about it.
I don't either.
I know what they say about big feet, big shoes. And I know what they say about big hands, big gloves. So now you know, guys. You're welcome for that knowledge, that insight. We're picking college football games. SMU is a 26.5 point favorite on Nevada.
Ooh.
Colin Kaepernick ain't walking through that door.
Yeah, I guess we just go with SMU, the newest member of the ACC.
Everyone's hyping SMU this year, and I feel like that hype is going to work against them in this game. I'm taking the Nevada Wolf Pack to cover, baby.
Yeah, I'll just roll with SMU. It's early.
A lot of Wolves playing this weekend.
Not totally sure what they're all about, how they're going to fit into the culture of ACC football, but we'll give them a week to see what it looks like.
This is the biggest line I think I've ever seen. The Hawaii Rainbow Warriors are 40-point favorites on Delaware State, who infamously missed their original flight to Hawaii.
Yeah, I was just Googling. They did.
40 is a lot.
Can confirm they got there about a day ago. I mean, yeah, normally.
Let's go Hornets, baby.
Normally, like, I think you can see typically up to, like, 50. I've seen, like, 50.5 will be the number. But most of the time, they just take it off the board if it's that big.
Hell yeah.
The number is so large, I would never in my life place a wager on a team favored by 40.5 points. So I'm just taking Delaware State.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure. I don't know why.
I mean, the Hornets?
Paul, the total is 56.5. That means they're expecting Hawaii to win this game by a lot.
So it's like 50 to 6.
Yes.
Something like that. All right. Well, there you go, guys. Those are the college football games that you can watch this weekend. One of them is on ESPN. That's the Florida State and Georgia Tech game. Montana State, New Mexico is on Fox Sports 1. SMU, Nevada is on CBS Sports Network. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Hawaii is on TV.
No. Dude, you know their pay-per-view.
Yeah, I remember those days.
They went to a pay-per-view model. Hawaii.
Hawaii did?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, who's going to watch them?
I mean, well, because it's like the major degenerate, like,
game. Oh, yeah,
thing,
yeah.
Where it's like,
it is interesting that they spaced all these games out where one starts at 11, one starts at 3, one starts at 8, one starts at 11:59.
Yeah.
The kickoff time for the Hawaii game is 11:59.
There's a lot.
What a bunch of jabronis.
There's a lot of degenerates who either that 11 o'clock kickoff central time will either bet their entire day's winnings, or they will double down and try to make money on the Hawaii game so they still have something going that late at night.
Hell yeah.
But,
dude.
Yeah, I'll just go. We'll go Delaware State. The Hornets, it looks like. That looks like a hornet. Maybe a wasp. That's a hornet.
Well, there are a lot of wasps living in Delaware.
There's a lot of wasps in my backyard. I got to take care of those this weekend.
Is it a big nest?
They're like little nests all over.
Where are they?
My backyard, like right.
Yeah. Where in the backyard?
Like right above the door.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So I gotta go around back, and
So I got a solution for you.
Okay.
Because they come on my patio all the time, and whenever I see them, I go outside and I immediately zap them. I get that, you know. It's oddly very therapeutic. The can of bee killer.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, you don't use it on honeybees because they're endangered. But
yes,
no,
but
you
on
get
wasps,
that.
Yes.
You just destroy them. What's been very annoying for me of late is that there's a couple of wasps that keep on being on my front door when I get back from work.
Oh.
Like right on the front door. So I've had to bash them with my coffee thermos. Like just each time.
Do you ever ring doorbell?
No.
Can you get one so I can?
That would be kind of funny to see me murder wasps. Because, you got to kill them. Like when you see them, you have to strike first. It's Cobra Kai.
Yeah. They got to go.
But something you can do. There's actually something you can blend a couple of things together, and you spray it, and they won't make necessary anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's what I do is I blend together a peppermint oil and lemongrass.
Okay.
And I put it in a big squirt bottle, and I put water in it, and I squirt it everywhere. And I'm for me, it has worked at least. They have not built a nest on my patio ever since I do that. I just go out like once a month, and I just spray the whole patio All right. with this stuff. And supposedly, they don't like the scent, and they stay away.
All right, good
so,
to know.
So, random Paul, the bee murderer
Paul
here
life lessons.
With a lesson to keep your wasps away. Your white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. That's how you keep them away.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome. You got to get those, you know, I'm not even a proper Catholic. Unbelievable. Excommunicado. It's Galan and George. He's Joe. I'm Paul. I'm on Carbach, Love Street number 2. Coming up next... Oh, it's our favorite segment. We do it for the ratings. And if you want to hear that Astros fun song, it's better than that Limp Bizkit George Michael cover. My God. Stick around, Galan and George, stay put. First, let me tell you about my friends at mybookie.ag. Yeah, we just gave you some lines, baby. No, not those. The Hawaii Rainbow Warriors are 40-point favorites on the Delaware State Hornets. I mean, don't you want to ride that rainbow to the promised land? To a whole lot of gold? That'll be in your wallet. Well, if you go to mybookie.ag, you enter promo code BET975. You know what's going to happen? They're going to match your first deposit up to $1,000. And you can play with that deposit right away. Blackjack, boom. Poker, boom. Money. That was supposed to be a riff off of the Pink Floyd version of Money. My bad. Didn't do a very good job on that one. But guess what? Mybookie.ag does the best job when it comes to gambling. There are a bunch of college football games that you can bet on this weekend. You can bet on your beloved Houston Astros to keep on doing what they've been doing to the Baltimore Orioles as well. And so many other things. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Only with mybookie.ag. Use promo code BET975. To sign up and get that deposit bonus.
ESPN 97.5.
It's Galant and George.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Carbot Brewing Company. Here's Paul Galant and Joe George.
The Astros took down the Baltimore Orioles 6-0 last night. Tonight, they try to make it 5 straight against Baltimore to open the year and get closer and closer to the top of that American League table. They lead the Mariners by 5.5 games, who've fired Scott Servais, something he found out via social media, not from the Mariners themselves. You've also got, if you take a look up at the top of the American League, just 4 games between the Houston Astros and Baltimore / Cleveland. 5.5 games between them and the New York Yankees, who are ahead of the whole thing. So they keep on beating the Orioles. They can keep on slowly climbing and being as inevitable as we call them.
I really hope they catch one of these teams, at least. I would just would like to be the second seed. I don't want to play in that stupid 3 games.
Yeah, I don't want to do that either. I don't want to know what it's like. You know, I don't ever want to go to Ohio, and I don't ever want to go to the fake round of baseball's playoffs.
Mm.
Baseball's playoffs start for the Astros.
In the ALDS.
In the ALDS. But technically, they start in the ALCS.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the ALDS is more like you just who you're inviting to the party to kick out before it starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's not really what matters.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll give you the Astros song before we hit the road.
Mm.
But it's time for us to do a segment that we do all the time for the ratings with Joe's favorite open to a segment that we have because something really funny happened to the Dallas Cowboys this week.
I want me some glory help. Everybody's working overtime. It's better against
man. All that ever matters is maybe who's ahead in the game. Prescott, he starts to come and then he pulls out.
How about them Cowboys?
We talk about the Dallas
Cowboys for the ratings. A headline from The Athletic. No one injured during fire at Cowboys training camp hotel. By the way,
okay.
The Cowboys have their training camp in Oxnard, California. Apparently, nobody has gone to any of their training camp practices in Oxnard, California, which, not great if you're the Cowboys and you're trying to maintain your top dog status as an organization. And congratulations, they joined the $10 billion club last week. But No one was injured in a fire that broke out Tuesday at the hotel where the Cowboys are staying. The Residence Inn in one of the hotel guest rooms, which was empty at the time of the incident. 16 fire trucks and 35 firefighters responded to the situation. It was extinguished 15 minutes after it was reported. The cause of the fire is under investigation.
An empty room and there was a fire?
How does that happen?
That sounds like not good behavior.
How does that happen?
Maybe there was someone in the room, then they bailed.
Well, it is California, so there's always the chance that it was a homeless person who somehow got in there.
Could be a cult as well.
He was just making a little meth. Making a little metharuski, you know, and
using,
you know,
Fenty Wenty, as you say.
Well, that's not as flammable as the meth.
Oh, okay.
From what I understand, I watched Breaking Bad, so I know. I know a couple of things here. Okay, other stories for the Dallas Cowboys this week. Jerry Jones talking contracts, always fun, because it always feels like he is directly contradicting himself. When asked about CeeDee Lamb, he said, "The facts are, I believe, we'll come together to sign a new deal." Wait a second, you said you had no urgency like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to a Dak Prescott extension, sounds like there will not be an extension that happens before the season. So,
okay.
Nothing new, but Jerry Jones finds a way to keep the Cowboys in the news all the time by talking about things that he honestly doesn't really seem to have direct
like
access
control
to.
Over.
Yeah, because Steve and his son is doing this stuff now.
Yeah, it's couple things. I think it's fascinating how when we talk about these contracts, even though it's a year away, no one's talking about Micah Parsons. Like, Micah Parsons does not come up. He could be signed right now if they wanted to. The CeeDee Lamb, doesn't it kind of feel like reeks of desperation a little bit? Like, hey, Jerry knows he put his foot in his mouth, and like now he's got to kind of correct it and say just much more positive things. And then Dak, I think I saw this on the rundown from you earlier this week that I think, did you say you don't think they're going to sign Dak?
I don't think they're going to sign Dak.
Yeah, I don't think they will either. I think he's going to hit free agency.
Unless they win a Super Bowl or get to the NFC Championship game. And even then, because what would he do it again? You know, like that.
Yeah.
That's what you have to ask yourself. He's good. He's a good quarterback. He had incredible statistics last year. He also happens to be more turnover prone than you'd like.
Yeah, do you want to give him $60 million? Is he a $65 million quarterback?
Because of his lack of success in the playoffs, he's not. The problem is there's a lot of quarterbacks out there that can put up good numbers, but do you trust them 3 weeks in a row, 4 weeks in a row to never make a mistake? Because that is what you're asking for from Dak. You're asking for him to be perfect. And it's sort of like with Kirk Cousins. Both of these guys are good quarterbacks. 2 years ago, we would have killed for them.
Yes.
But the problem is they turned the ball over just enough to kill you.
Yeah.
Mahomes, you know, like Mahomes. Look, there's very few Mahomes out there, so it's an unfair standard to hold them up to. But
no, but when you start putting
long track record with these guys.
When you say $65 million and it's going to be a mostly guaranteed contract, like that it does matter. Like, you need these quarterbacks. Look at Daniel Jones. It's not that much money, but look how much we beat up on the Giants, which is ironic because doesn't it feel like that's, I don't know, like first guess. Where's Dak Prescott quarterbacking in 2025?
A great question.
The Giants, the Raiders seem like at the top of the list. Maybe the Seahawks.
I don't know about the Seahawks.
Geno
a lot.
I think who needs a quarterback?
I mean, there's plenty of teams that need a quarterback. He's going to sign somewhere, and he actually might go further with them. I do think that this is the last dance for what's been, honestly, a pretty good decade for the Dallas Cowboys. They just haven't gone very far in the playoffs.
If you were a typical franchise, I think we would look at the last decade of the Cowboys and be, you wouldn't be thrilled with it, but you would say, hey, we are a playoff team every single year. We are competent. we are consistently 9-plus wins. Like, I think most, to be fair, I think most Texans fans would kill to have the success that the Cowboys have had in the regular season that the Cowboys have had recently.
Yeah, no doubt. But ultimately,
you want more.
For them, yeah. it's a brand that's so big that it's not enough.
Yeah.
And I think this is going to be the last year. I think they're going to take a huge step back next season. But I think they will be competent this year. We'll see what happens. But anyway, that is Playing with the Boys. We talk about the Dallas Cowboys once a week for the ratings. As you can tell, I've had a couple of Carbocks.
I said Cowboys.
What does that even mean? I haven't burped, though, in a little bit. So shout out to me. Before we hit the road and we do a little garbage time, we're going to give you the thing that you all love when it comes to your Houston Astros. That's right. Stick around. Galan and George at Carbock Brewery. Rock the mic. It's tonight. Get on out here. Stick around.
Once again, my friends at LaBerge Lake Charles, Sean and I will be there next Thursday and Friday. Was just looking over a couple things right now. If you're feeling good about the Houston Astros right now, plus 1,000 to win the World Series in 2024, to win the American League pennant, plus 450, which is kind of similar odds to where it was at the beginning of the season, but you got the 24-foot video wall, the 19 betting kiosk. You can use the ESPN Bet app while you're there as well. Great food. I know BMAC, he's tried the devil burger or whatever it was called, the spiciest burger I had ever seen with the ghost peppers and everything. They got Carbock on tap at the LaBerge Lake Charles at the sports book there, so it's always a good time. Like I said, Sean and I'll be there next Thursday and Friday. When you want to leave Texas and bet on your Texas teams, make sure you do it at the sports book at LaBerge Lake Charles.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Carbock Brewing Company.
Playoff pitch from Burns, and Gamble with another base hit and run batted in. His second hit, his second RBI today in his Astros debut.
That's right. That's right.
What's his name?
God damn it. I forget. His first name is Ben.
There we go. Gamble.
And his last name is Gamble.
Just think of Gamble, but take out the B.
When I come back from vacation?
You won't. He won't. He probably won't be on the team.
That's so true.
The next time you do a radio show, he might not be here.
Well, listen, guys. We're riding the high of another Astros victory over the Baltimore Orioles. They have done this four consecutive times to open the 2024 season. Three more games this weekend. And after last night's game, Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports talked with Spencer Arrighetti, who delivered another Astros one-liner that, say the Astros go on to win a World Series, I think we will be playing this one forever. Hit it, Spencer.
There's no quit in that whole clubhouse. I mean, there's never been a moment where there was panic. I mean, regardless of what the record was saying, regardless of where we were at in the division, everybody showed up and worked every single day, and it's taken a lot to get to this point. I mean, I myself had to come a long way, and I know there's other guys that have continually grinded to put themselves in a position to help us win more often, and I'm just thankful for the guys in the clubhouse who have helped keep me sane, keep me working as efficient, as hard as I have always, and I think Astros are back.
Astros, bang!
Boom.
Got it. Got it.
Been a while. It's been a week.
We came up with it last Friday. That was one of the more fun, like, show-long things that we ever did.
So we were just discussing it all show.
And yeah.
I don't remember any of the other options. I just know we landed on bang.
Bang! Bang!
Yeah, I think we were supposed to do more of the Mike Breen.
Bang! Could you do it? Try.
Not really.
Bang! That's not bad.
It's okay. Impressions are not my thing. Not like you. Not a wizard.
I'm not even that good at impressions. You just have to do it with confidence. Like, yeah, BMAC knows. All my acts, all my impressions sound like Adam Sandler. Like, it just is. It's Adam Sandler doing his voice that he did in Billy Madison. Like, Mr. Penguin. Oh,
so sorry to interrupt.
Like, that's me.
What's your favorite Adam Sandler movie, Paul?
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison?
The first time I watched Billy Madison, the part where the clown comes in after falling. Hey, kids, it's me. I bet you thought that I was dead. But when I fell, I only broke my nose and got a hemorrhage in my head. Like, the first time I saw that, I was 8. I laughed for a good 20 minutes after that.
I think my favorite one is, it's not traditional.
Yeah.
I love 8 Crazy Nights. I don't know why. I love that movie. I think it is so stupid and so funny. Like, Happy Gilmore is obviously at the top. I like Big Daddy.
I could do the
so good.
I could do that old guy's voice.
Oh, Whitey?
Hi, it's me, Whitey. Like, you just have to. He sounds kind of like Mr. Hankey, the Christmas food from South Park.
Yes.
Before we get to garbage time, I need the Astros cocaine song. Trademark. Why did they argue the umpire's call? Why did the fielders crash into walls? Why do you think the pitch is so smoke? Why do you think they go for broke? Who says it's only a game? Who says it? Why did the catchers wear iron masks? Why did they dive for the dive on the grass? Why did they go head first into home? Why do the losers feel alone? Who says it's only a game? When you want it, you give it all you've got. The war's not over till the final shot. Who says it's only a game? Why do you think they call them spikes? Why do you think they call them strikes? Why do they give it more than they've got? Why do they always reach for the top? Who says it's only a game? With me now, Astros baseball. Who says it's only a game? So there you go, guys. Why are you shaking your heads?
I'm just laughing.
Okay, I'm glad
I love the song.
I'm glad I can provide you with some mirth.
Yeah, I'm
some mirth in your life.
I mean, yeah, that's what you're here for.
Oh, ay caramba! All right, let's do a little garbage time before we get out of here.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts. No.
Ah, I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
They said love was dead. They said it was dead. After the divorce filed by Jennifer Lopez against Ben Affleck, they said it was dead. Did you see what happened today?
Which part? The scumbag?
Who's the scumbag?
Alex Rodriguez?
No.
Okay, good.
Forget Alex Rodriguez.
I'm just making sure, because he's already spitting game. He's trying to
guys,
get back in.
I am not gonna send you into the weekend not believing in love. Did you see who was on a jet with a very happy Ben Affleck?
Ooh. No, I did not.
I'll give you one guess, Joe. Just guess. This is
a
obvious guess.
Obvious.
Come on.
Are we bringing back the Deadpool? I mean, the Deadpool cast members?
Yes.
Jennifer Gardner?
Jennifer Gardner was spotted on a plane with Ben Affleck, a private jet. Love is not dead.
She takes a shot at Ben and Deadpool.
Yes.
That's rude.
And that's what brought her back. Brought him back, I bet.
Daredevil.
Listen, all I'm saying is they were both on a jet together. Ben Affleck got off the plane. New haircut. Smiling. Mm. Jennifer Gardner was on it, too.
How do they just? Oh, they all just circle back to each other.
Well,
it's
that's
so weird.
That's how it works.
It's so weird.
Yeah, well, I'm married.
No.
I'm B-Mac. I'm married. For us single people, we go back to the well.
Like 5 times. Like at some point, isn't there a cutoff?
There's always no.
Like, is it like I've had too much? Bartender,
nope.
Cutting you off. Like,
nope. And speaking of, come out to Carbach Brewery. Come out. Uber out. It's gonna be a party. I'm going to be gone for a couple hours. I will be back. But the Killer Bees, they're up next. Big thanks to Sean Mapes back at Mission Control, to Brian McDonald, to Joe George, to the wonderful team here at Carbach who has provided me with 2 love streets. Stop looking at me like I'm drunk. I'm not drunk. Both of you. It's judgmental.
I'm looking at my phone.
No. I saw you. Just because you got glasses on, you think I can't see where your pupils are focused?
It's true.
That's going to wrap up today's Gallant and George. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long. Farewell. Joel, we're at a bar. Drink something other than a Diet Coke.
Peace!
ESPN 97.5.